Hello and welcome back to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks, where we are doing an episode a day, every day until opening day. We're talking about the closer, Clay Holmes, the big man from Dothan, Alabama. Went to Slocum High School in Alabama. Birthday, March 27th. Coming up. So he's always a new age for the season. That's really nice. Like, this will be his 31-year-old season. He's not gonna split that. Actually, his birthday's right before opening day. Opening day is 28th this year, right?
Yeah.
Wow, how about that? He's a righty. He's 6'5", 245 pounds. Clayton Walter Holmes.
Did you say Clayton Walter Holmes?
Yeah.
Is from Dothan, Alabama, and went to Slocum High School?
Yeah.
Come on. No way.
I did say all of that.
Come on, man.
Three Google reviews on Slocum High School.
Okay.
Nice and quiet for the most part, said Belladonna Red Wolf.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. She included three photos. I'll check them out.
Belladonna Red Wolf.
Belladonna Red Wolf. I mean, something's in the water with these names.
Is this a prank?
The other review is from Glenda Diane Sherwood.
Sherwood. I think where it starts.
Yeah.
I saw Clay Holmes in the street once.
That's where I was going to start it.
He had the high ground. I had the low ground. And it looked like two different species interacting.
Yeah.
He is a large human being. Robot horse. People forget that.
I forgot about that. I did forget about that. He was, what was he last year? You know?
Okay. Now we're talking.
I think that it's an interesting conversation. He pitched in 66 games, 63 innings pitched, 286 ERA, 152 ERA plus. All those numbers are great. But as a closer, the number that I want to look at is how many times did he get that job done?
Did you get it done?
He allowed runs, earned runs, in 13 of his 66 appearances. He had 24 saves, 3 blown saves, 5 holds, 4 losses. I think we felt good about him besides August.
Yeah, it's tough to say. And I remember at the, we just did our Boone event a couple days ago, and someone mentioned, there was the Braves series that kind of ended the Yankee season where they got mauled by the Braves. And it was like, oh, wow, you're facing a good baseball team. And I forgot that got kicked off with the Miami, it was like 5-run blown save or something like that. And Clay was a part of that, but a lot else went into that as well, but
he can't field his position. Bam! That was the main takeaway from last year.
Big body, tough to field.
And induces sinkers.
Induces a lot of choppers.
So, like, one of his biggest weapons as a pitcher is he induces soft contact. And then one of his biggest weaknesses as a fielder is he can't really field those.
Right.
So it's a real catch 22.
And the Yankees a little bit don't believe in, like, soft contact leading to hits.
Yeah, we should. They just write it off as bad luck. And it's like, well, I don't know.
Right.
They're like, well, you know, it gets a bad, you know, Clay misses that play. It's bad luck. It's soft contact. It's like, well, I don't know.
Right.
I don't think that's bad luck. I think that's calculated, like, risk. You guys are not understanding.
Is there a conversation?
What's going on? I want to get one thing out there before we get back into this.
Okay.
Clay Holmes is very good.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Right? Like, we've had periods where we've been tough on Clay Holmes, and, like, we're starting his PPP. We ripped his hometown. And then we talked about... We started talking about his weakness. Like, Clay Holmes has been really good for the Yankees.
I was struggling to pinpoint why last year my feeling of it doesn't fully reflect those stats. And maybe nothing from last year does because last year was so awful. And then he did have a horrible August. And when you have a relief pitcher and you have, like, a congested period like that, where you're like, oh, shit, like, do we need to, like, sit him? Like, you know, you can have 7 bad outings. And if they're really spread out, it'll never feel bad. But when they're all in the same month, you're like, whoa, do we have to, is he, do we have to like remove him from the role for a little bit?
He hurt.
And that's what happened. And that kind of dampened what it was a very good year, and he's very good. We all agree.
Yes. Yeah, I was trying to look for a way to butter knife it. Again, want to highlight what he's been. Over the past two seasons, players or pitchers with over 100 appearances, so relievers, and under a 2.7 ERA, 23 guys. So, I don't know, a little bit of future baseball. I feel like, you know, 10 years ago, that list would have been 8 guys.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of good relievers in baseball. But Clay Holmes has been one. And, yeah, if Clay Holmes had been doing this as the 8th inning guy, I think he'd be a lot of Yankees' favorite player. Like, this is basically Zach Britton.
Yeah.
But he's kind of been thrust into the closer role, and he's been pretty good at it. I think Yankee fans, this used to be my spoiled speech, just if you're from the Mariano Rivera generation. Or, you know, the Yankees brought in Prime Chapman, and he was that for a little bit.
D-Rob years were solid.
Yeah, I mean, D-Rob, you know, D-Rob getting mentioned third for a lot of teams is crazy. So, yeah, a little bit the company you keep. And, I think it was also coming off those Yankees teams that were built off of bullpens. That, you know, Clay Holmes and that. What was that Yankees bullpen? It was Britton, Canely, Chad.
Betances.
Chapman, Betances. Were all of those guys on one team?
I think 19.
That 19 was the year you're thinking of. And it was, like, awesome.
That, you know, Clay Holmes, if he's on that team, he's one of those guys. And he's kind of been the guy at the end of the game for the Yankees for 2 years now.
And everyone keeps, like, waiting for it not to be. But it is. So it is interesting. And 19 was Chapman, Canely, Britton, Ottavino, Chad Green. It was really good.
And to be fair to Clay, I'm being super fair to Clay again. You know, we were laughing before we started recording this. You brought up an article that was like, is Clay Holmes done being the closer? And that article suggested the Yankees getting Hader.
Yeah, it was
an article from
someone said if the Yankees get Hader, he would be the closer, and then someone spun that into an article saying Yankees done with Clay as the closer.
Like let's say you're someone listening who's not the biggest Clay Holmes person, like for him to get replaced, it would have to be like an upper echelon closer. It would have to be you believe in Class A like type rumors ever happening, or like Devin Williams from the Brewers, but Clay Holmes is the closer.
And he's going to throw power sinkers.
Power sinkers.
And strike some people out when the sinker's really dancing. It's nuts. He actually threw like two different kinds of sliders last year. He brought a sweeper in. And like we've seen him mix stuff around. Now, I have organized a bunch of comebackers on my screen that I'll share with you. Because I hope no one from another scouting department's watching this, but what I would do is I would say, bunt on Clay.
Mm.
Here we go. Here's one.
Bunt on dirt on Clay.
Now that's, maybe he doesn't complete that.
You'd like to catch it and find out.
Yeah.
Who's running there? Pena? That's a tough play.
No, Diaz.
Not as tough.
I'd have liked to get throw off,
Here's another one.
Would have liked to see the
This throw. Is Joey Manassas.
Not fast. Oh, lost it on the transfer there.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think like maybe we ask Boone, hey, this is Josh Bell, not fast.
It's from the bad
day. Bounced off of him. Oh, bad throw.
And bases loaded.
Yeah.
Bad day.
Two run score. That's the bad
one.
That's
the no good, very bad day.
This is against Dubon.
That's a tough play. I don't think pitchers make that play.
I wasn't able to scout all of them. So, okay, that one doesn't count. This is against Rosario.
You would have liked
to see that. There's a closer play to be made there.
And this is against Stott.
No. Kicked off his foot.
Okay. But it is a theme there.
Right. Yeah. So gold. If Clay Holmes was a gold glover.
The best. Is there like a conversation to be had about like when they can? Obviously, every game's a little different. Like, should they be getting Peraza third base at third base at the end for Clay ninth innings?
Oh, that's a good thought.
It's interesting.
That's a good thought.
When the game allows for it.
Because he's mobile.
Yeah.
You know, DJ makes clean plays, but Peraza has the speed and the arm.
Mm-hmm.
Peraza is the special defender of the two, closer to that at least.
Something to watch. God, did a Danny Echevarria leave a mark on us, huh? If we did a draft of non-impactful Yankees, is he the 1-1?
They defensive subbed him in the sixth inning.
Maybe.
Like, we were about a Danny. I got something you like. Clay Holmes last year had 14 appearances of 10 pitches or less.
How many outs were they? Was he only coming in to get one out? Or is that a full inning of 14 and less?
Full innings were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
10 out of the 14 were a full inning?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wait. When Clay's right, it's really gross.
How many pitches or less did you say?
10.
Oh, okay. If you bumped it up to 15 pitches, it's 32. But he only does one inning, so and sometimes right. That's pretty normal. Yeah, he had a really bad August, so I went into the stats to look at this and trying to see, like, you know, I'm not a genius, but just looking at all of the data and the fucking line chart to see what was different in August. And his usage changed a ton. Like, in August of last year, he bumped the sinker up by a decent amount. The sinker went from around 65% to 75%, and the slider went from 31% to 14%. So I was thinking, why?
Did he lose control with the slider? Is that what was going on?
The only thing I can find is, not the only, well, in the short time I looked, was that in July, the slider didn't get hit, didn't have bad results at all, but the exit velo on it bumped up like crazy to 92%. So maybe it was like a correction of advanced what might be coming or something else going on.
Or he just like lost his grip of it, kind of.
Yeah. But in doing that, in throwing the sinker way more in August, 74% of the time, I mean, it got absolutely hammered. It was a .417 batting average, a .556 slugging against. And he has a sinker that you can throw a ton when it has that devilish movement.
Right.
So then I looked at his release point because he did get used a lot in April and May. And sometimes when you are tired, your body, you're dealing with something, you're fatigued, your release point will change a lot. And that's what I found. Like his vertical release point, his horizontal release point, his extension, just kind of a drastic dip in all of those in August. So sometimes that can be fatigue. Sure. Obviously, you'd have to find out more. But something was changing. He was either pushing the ball, extending further because he felt like he didn't have the power, some nagging injury. I have no idea. Hopefully they're looking at this and they know and are diagnosing it more.
Matt Blake knows.
Yeah.
So they solved it to some degree because September's clean again.
Yeah, and all those numbers of the release point go back up. So I don't know what it was, but it would be more worrying if like you couldn't find differences in the data at all.
Right.
And just the results are bad. But the fact that you have some info to kind of build corrections upon is nice. And I wonder if they try not to overuse him early in the season again, or they just go for it.
Yeah, I guess I'm trying to get back to the early parts of last season when the Yankees were like survived April and then had a little juice in May, that they were just hunting any win they could find because they didn't have a lot of wins.
They didn't have a pitching staff.
On the way?
They didn't have a pitching staff, and they thought they were going to get a pitching staff. So like they overused the relievers a lot early on when they had all four and fly guys.
They had starters leaving games, and the Yankees didn't. they didn't give the Yankees a chance by the end of it. So I think any game that they felt like they had a chance, they were using their guys.
Chasing wins.
I haven't heard of that guy. Mason Wynn.
Yeah, he's going to get a look this year. Can Johnny, who would take the closer role? Jonathan Loaisiga?
Canely, Hamilton, by committee. Loaisiga would be the first. But I think it wouldn't be a full-time guy that would do it. You would probably go by committee until you found someone.
Play a matchup.
Yeah. I believe last year it was Wandy kind of got some. King also in his role. Yeah.
They had 10 guys get saved. Some of them are the fake three-inning save.
That's yeah.
That's a big number.
Web Dog got a save. Brito got a save. Slamilton got two saves. But this one's about Clay Holmes. He got 24 saves.
Clay Holmes, his baseball reference, projected 2024 season, brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook. Make sure you're getting in on the MLB preseason action, or the NBA is underway right now. And if you do, you'll get, $1,000. Well, you get a bonus bet up to $1,000, minimum of $5. So it's a no-sweat bet.
Cool.
Let it rip. And sign up using promo code Yanks, or you could play their DraftKings Daily Fantasy that kind of got them started. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code Yanks and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code Yanks only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. Clay Holmes, projected 63 innings pitched.
That's the same as the last 2 years.
12 saves. A 3.57 ERA. And this is brought to you with a 57% reliability.
That's actually high for a reliever, I think. Maybe because he's a closer. You always got to be prepared to be upset with baseball reference projections.
Yes.
Because no one else in the universe takes them seriously. But we use them on our show because it makes for good fodder. Because this is bullshit, Jake. I don't like these projections at all.
I guess for me, and this is what I've always wondered with these
projections. Five home runs?
Yeah.
That's not happening.
I guess for me, what's odd.
Yeah.
I feel like I could tweak these projections and get a more reliable output.
Based on
this
what?
This feels like a... Like, if you lowered his ERA a little bit.
Yeah.
Because of what he's done with the Yankees. He's had a career 2.5 with the Yankees.
Okay.
If you upped his saves a little bit, because 2 years ago he had 20 saves. Last year he had 24 saves. So even if you split the gap there and said 22, I feel like I could get the reliability up a notch.
I think so as well.
Just because it's more similar to his stats.
But I don't know. I'm not baseball reference. I don't have
drop
the math.
A homer off of this. That's more similar to his stats.
Who had the home run off him that was awesome?
Wasn't there a Vladdy one?
Yeah.
Was that last
or
year
was that
two
off
years
Britain?
Ago? That could have been Britain,
that was a
too.
Britain.
Okay. Clay Holmes home run watch. He's given up two in each of the past two seasons.
Yeah.
Did CJ Cron get him this year? Is that the Rocky homer?
Oh, wow. That was a sad one. Was that right out of the All-Star break?
That was the first series. I don't know which game of the series that was off the
Oh,
off
that
the
was
top.
Brutal.
It was a grand slam, just to let you guys really know. I'm watching it here. Bases loaded. Two outs. They're up 3-1. 2-0 pitch.
It was Cron, yeah.
And it just goes over.
Came in to clean up Canely's mess in the eighth.
Damn.
Awful.
That was his first home run he had given up, I think, in like a calendar year.
And then Schwarber. So the NL got him.
Oh, my God.
Just don't do that.
Is it every year?
In 2022.
Oh, wait. That was Pirates.
Rodolfo Castro got him.
Hmm.
Pirates redemption game, Rodolfo Castro.
Wait, Nimmo got him.
was a 2022 Royal that got him. That's an.
He was a Pirate when Nimmo got him.
So yeah, I've got Rodolfo Castro.
Salvi got him in 22.
Yeah, I got Kirk
and Salvi.
I got Alejandro Kirk on a slider.
Can't let that happen.
No.
Kind of the body type thing I started the Clay Holmes episode about. That's actually...
Pull up a random video. Get out of
here. Do we have the over-under? Do we do that?
They listed 12... I think they listed 12 and a half appearances before the ninth inning.
That seems like a lot.
It was based on...
14 and a half appearances before the ninth inning.
I think he had 12 last year or something, so we upped it by 2.
Wow.
Or the reverse. I forget what
he had. He had 13 in the eighth inning, and 5 in the seventh inning last year. So that's 18. That's crazy.
Stopper Clay Holmes. I'm a little worried about the bullpen. I'll go over.
It's like some 4-out games.
Contract year.
I'll go under. They don't want to overuse him.
He's a closer.
And the rotation's the best ever.
Tune in.
Random video to take us out. And we have Clay Holmes grounds. Corey Dickerson grounds out. Second baseman. Gleyber Torres, the first baseman. Anthony Rizzo to end the game.
End the game. Wow.
Wow.
What a close.
Good stuff. Oh, to end the eighth inning. To end the eighth inning.
The closer. Okay.
You're out. Either way.